The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is increasingly recognized for its work in vulnerable communities across the island. Up next, JSIF Managing Director Omar Sweeney discusses the fund's work in disaster mitigation efforts.
We also are involved with another important aspect of vulnerability that keeps people poor, and that's disaster. Jamaica suffers from the triple threat. We have earthquakes, we have hurricanes, we have landslides, flooding, right? And what we found as we traverse, especially the rural areas, people live amongst these vulnerabilities.
Yes.
And so our disaster vulnerability project is looking more into providing coastal protection, mangrove in these vulnerable areas to keep at the sea. We're looking at landslides, we're looking at fire, you know, improving the capacity of the fire department, and we're looking at improving the seismic network in Jamaica so that we can provide the necessary information to the planners and to the local government and the councils so that they, in their own work, other government agencies that are so equipped can go out and address these.
What would be some of your main initiatives for this fiscal year, your main priorities?
Well, for this fiscal year, our investment profile is somewhere in the tune of $2.4 billion. Mm-hmm. And we've separated that between investing in our seismic network. We're going to rebuild our seismic network. We're going to look at upgrading a couple of fire stations and equipment to both the Solid Waste Management Authority and the fire brigade in trucks to provide that capacity, as well as schools. You know, we never leave education. Close to 40% of our budget is always supporting education. Mm-hmm. Last year, we invested close to $300 million, taking five schools off the SHIFT system. That's in collaboration with the Ministry of Education. Mm-hmm. And so we're not gonna leave that. We're also gonna continue targeting a couple more schools this year. So we'll continue the primary and infant sector. We'll continue to see our support there. And then crime. Crime and citizen security is a big part of our portfolio this year, close to $1 billion.
Oh. What will you be doing particularly in that area?
We will be investing in infrastructure, improving road infrastructure, especially in these inner city communities.
And that's connected with crime control, eh?
It is connected to providing access to mobility, not just the police, but other emergency vehicles to get into these communities. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be supporting it with a menu, the same menu I spoke about earlier, of the social interventions are going to be inserted into the 18 communities across the island that we're working in. Like I said, we're in the six main, peripheral communities of the urban centers, but it's a total of 18 communities.
So 18 communities have been identified, and these would be the most vulnerable communities.
Yes. Yeah. So just on Friday past, we signed in Barrettown. Right, Barrettown has been topical in the news.
Yes.
So our first program is now being rolled out in Barrettown. We've removed all the zinc fences in Barrettown. Oh. We've completed that. We've established a strong social intervention menu there and a network of local governance there. The community is quite engaged. And so despite the negativities that we're hearing about Barrettown, there is a pushback. And the state is now in there supporting that initiative. Our role is to provide the resources and the capacity. And so what we try to do is to direct the resources into the area that have been prioritized by the state. And so that's a big part of our role. And those resources also are linked to one of our strengths, which is to mobilize the resources. Because a big part of it is not that we sit and someone just comes and gives us the money. A big part of it is to execute these programs and provide a level of monitoring, evaluation, and accountability for the funds that we can say to our international partners, here's something you should support again. So to give an example, what we've done on the SHIFT system, the Caribbean Development Bank has rewarded that effort, if you will, and so they have granted another $7.5 million in grant funding to replicate the program in 2017 here. So that's the kind of funding now that we'll look to continue to support these types of programs.
Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Omar Sweeney, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.